Jesus in today's gospel makes a very important point that should resonate with every person in this building and throughout the world. And that point is that there is no arriving at the glory of the kingdom of God without first traversing the valley of suffering. There's no arriving at the kingdom of heaven without first enduring suffering. We don't like that. We weren't made for suffering. We see that in the scriptures. Suffering was not part of life in the Garden of Eden until sin entered the picture. And yet, that is the world that we have been born into. We're not in a perfect world. And we know very, very well that suffering is simply part of the human experience. But Jesus shows us in today's gospel that suffering is not the end in itself. Indeed, suffering is something we simply must go through in order to arrive at the destination that we're aiming for. He doesn't say it in so many words, but he could have as easily said, "Don't expect to go through this life without suffering. Don't expect to arrive at the joy of eternal life without first going through difficulty." Now, there are different kinds of suffering, that's for sure. I would categorize them first as unnecessary suffering and necessary suffering. So we know that not all suffering is necessary. For example, if you're working out in the garden and you get a sliver in your thumb, you don't just say, "Oh God, why is it that you willed this?" and sit there suffering with the splinter in your thumb until it disintegrates and falls out. No, you have the ability to take the splinter out and stop suffering. There are some illnesses or diseases or conditions that can be treated, that can be cured. So if you happen to come down with one of those, you don't have to just sit there and say, "Why, God, did you send me this?" God says, "Take the medicine, get better. You don't have to suffer through this." So not every kind of suffering is necessary. But there are other kinds of suffering that are indeed necessary. Things that we really don't have control of, on the one hand. For example, when someone offends us or hurts us or does something to harm us, that brings suffering. But we didn't have any control over that. So it's not as if we had the choice to say, "Okay, I will allow this or not allow it." It happens. It's beyond our control. Likewise with other kinds of sickness that don't have a cure yet. The situation is not within our control. It's a suffering that is placed upon us and not because of our own doing. But there are other kinds of suffering that are necessary by virtue of the fact that we want to be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. For example, if we are really striving to eliminate sin from our life in every form, that's going to be painful. Because we sometimes would prefer to hold on to things. Think, for example, of an addict. Well, is it God's will that we be addicted to substances or other things? No. God doesn't want us to be addicts. But by golly, if we're going to overcome those things, it's going to be painful. It's going to be hard. It's going to hurt. Because it hurts to let go of those attachments, to have those attachments be broken. And yet at the same time, when we're enduring that pain, it's a sure sign that God is doing something good within us. He's setting us free, even though it's not easy. Another form of suffering that may come with faithful discipleship. When we go out and speak of our relationship with Christ to people, it may not always be well received. It may not always be welcome. So we could very easily say, I don't want that suffering. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Is that what we're called to? No, of course not. Jesus wants us to go out and tell people about him, whether or not it brings us persecution, whether or not it's welcome in a given place to say his holy name. Another kind of suffering comes from our concern and our love for people in our lives who make decisions that are harmful to them. Again, we don't have control of those decisions. And yet we suffer as we see them walking through a path that leads them into pain and into darkness. If we really love them as Christ loves them, we suffer. But I guess we could just say, well, they're on their own. They make their own decisions. Kind of wash my hands of the issue. It's probably not so easy to do that. But if we truly love them with a Christ-like love, then there is suffering that comes along with it. There's so many different kinds of suffering in our life that are not within our control. And at the same time, they can be symptoms of a life that is well-lived. They can be symptoms of a life that is faithfully spent serving God. You know, sometimes we think of, or we look at the crosses that are in our lives and we think, what am I doing wrong? You know, we might go into prayer and say, Lord, I pray every day. I try to treat my neighbor fairly. I try to do what's right. Why am I suffering so much? I would say that sometimes the more suffering that is in our life, it's not an indicator that we're doing something wrong, but that we're doing something right. Not in every case, of course, but sometimes. The more we embrace the Lord's call to be faithful, the harder it is. The more pain comes. But at the same time, the beauty of it is, through the eyes of faith, we can see that we're not alone. Through the eyes of faith, we can look at those crosses in our lives and see not merely some evil that we want to get rid of and be freed from, but we can see a divine opportunity. First of all, to learn to trust in God. Second of all, to learn to be consoled by God and strengthened by God in our time of need. Third, the opportunity to learn patience. Fourth, what was the fourth thing? There's lots of things that we can see in these opportunities, these crosses. Ways that we can really grow in our love of God and our solidarity with others who are suffering. What are the crosses in our life and how do we look at them? Are we trying to get rid of them? And indeed, if they are unnecessary forms of suffering, by all means, strive to get rid of them. But in situations that are beyond our control, what can we do but accept those crosses patiently, courageously, lovingly, seeing in them the path that leads to eternal life? Mother Teresa once was speaking to a group of her sisters, And she was talking about the theme of suffering, and she was saying how, you know, suffering can be the opportunity for us to solidify our relationship with the Lord, to really deepen our love of God. She said that she was encouraging her sisters to look at the sufferings in their lives as the kiss of Jesus. One of the sisters said, "Mother, tell Jesus to stop kissing me so much." You know, we don't go out seeking suffering. That's foolish. That's not what God wants for us. But he does want us to be faithful. And when suffering arises as a result of being faithful, then we know that God is with us in that, and that he's bringing us to a greater level of holiness, which is not going to lead us into a place of despair or hopelessness. But far from that, it will bring us to a place of peace and even joy in the midst of our sufferings and trials.